Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
White Sox! White Sox!
Counting down to first pitch as we thank our guests today, Steve Stone, Craig Calcaterra, Sage Rosenfels, and Paul Charchian, all great. Thanks to Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch, Mike Rankin. Oh, look who's in the back. There he is, the executive producer-elect. We're going to have an inauguration and then an insurrection, and then we will install him, but there he is. We have to go through the special initiation rites.
What's the insurrection? What happened?
I don't know.
There?
I just assume after there's an inauguration that we certify his status, and then we have an insurrection, and we bring bear spray
and Rick Camp in studio.
I just want
Hooray!
The I'm yay! Can we just do the I'm Fat Burger as a celebration or something? Get the boys from Fredo's out again.
I know. I think it's like the shellback ceremony when someone in the Navy crosses the equator for the first time. I think we have to like
drown him.
No, it's what is it like? I think we all have to like eat olives out of his navel or something like that.
You know, I'm not doing that.
How are you feeling about that, Rick?
We're not doing that.
He's got it out of his stomach. Something he's working on.
Transitions brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto at the top of the hour. That's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Lawrence Holmes is serious. He has broken out the special windbreaker.
I have the starter's jacket. This is a courtesy of a Fia birthday gift, and it's been sitting in the closet for months.
My vintage one is still in fine form.
Why don't you ever pull that out,
Dan?
Apparently, because I don't wear team stuff. But it's my son was sporting it, and it's apparently worth $500.
All right, don't pull it out.
It's in.
Now you gave it to a teenage boy.
He'll recoup those dollars, I imagine. He'll understand what to do.
He thought it was cool. He put it on. He put the 83 hat on, and he looked like Richard Dotson.
I love it. I love it. But I felt like there's a couple things here with wearing this today, because I was going to wear it on Friday, and I was like, nah, I'll save it. I'll save it. And I'm like, I might not be able to wear it. It might have to go back into
the closet. No, it's cool, man.
Until opening day
next year. Kopech starting for game five. It's totally going to happen.
Yeah. I've got some questions. And I've got some nerves going into this game because McCullers is on full rest. He seemed to handle him. But I'll tell you this much. I'd rather them face him here than there. That's number one. Number two is, did the White Sox walk into this postseason with two pitchers that they could only pitch once? The guy who's starting today and the guy that's not available today, Rodon and Kopech. Are those two guys, like, did they seriously, like, all right, we can only use these guys once?
There's a lot I don't understand. And is that how you feel about Dylan Cease while we're at it?
Well, Dylan, I imagine, will be available for bullpen, but are you going to use him? He's physically capable of pitching more than once. I think that the other two guys, at least so far, with the way that they extended Kopech, and I had my issues with that. Like, going into the postseason, I felt like this dream scenario of, well, you could start Michael Kopech, to me seemed like a bad idea, that the way that you use him is you use him in your winning bullpen scenarios. Now, they didn't have that in games one and two, so I get it. You needed to bring him in on Sunday And he, for the most part, did the job. I know that he gave up runs, but he did kind of quiet things down after Cease walked the yard. But now, even with a day off, you can't, at least they've said, they're not going to go back to him, that he's not available today. And that strikes me as being like, wait, what? What do you mean you can't, with a day off, you can't, what does that mean?
We don't know. We don't know. The one thing I was talking about earlier, too, is all of the way they're just sort of allowing the winds of possibility to blow them around fatalistically. Carlos says he's better. He feels better. We think he's got more life. Like, you've got every tool in your disposal to measure everything he does. Every spin of every pitch, every bit of movement, every bit of velocity. They can graph it. They can shape it. They can run it through computers, and you can compare it to what it was. Don't give me all of this sort of ethereal old scouting stuff. Measure what he's got and make your decision.
All I have to do is look at Baseball Savant. I don't even need all of that.
You just need a game log.
That's all you need.
Yeah, but just even if you want velocity. If you want to see what he is now, not what he did in the last game, but if he says, I feel better, say, okay, do you? Let's see if you feel better.
Let her rip.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting from Rodon? Are you expecting it? Would you be surprised to be surprised?
I think the first inning, when he's in this mode right now where he's got to prove something because of he's got to overwork the arm a bit, that has seemed to be a productive inning for him.
Okay.
So I like his chances in the first inning just because this last 2 months, that seems to be where he's going to try to show you everything he's got.
Well, what I hate about this, and Steve Stone keeps bringing this up about the fact that he's going to be a free agent and that this is good for him because he has to prove to all of baseball, I don't care. All that matters are the White Sox. All that matters is the best interest of the White Sox and their opportunity to win. It is. I know he's thinking about that. I hope no one else is. You are a White Sox pitcher, and every decision they should make should have nothing to do with what they feel they may owe him to show the world this and other teams that. None of that matters. It's only about can you put the White Sox in the best chance to win.
I also think what we see after that is I give him a time through the order and see where we're at.
That's hard to give a guy when you're going to go home.
Especially with that lineup, yes. And as far as what they owe him, he was trying out for the Cubs. And he also was looking at a deal with the White Sox. And yes, he's earned himself quite a bit of money. But he's left-handed and he's a starter and we know what he is. And I almost worry if trying to prove all this in the last month and a half of the season has cost him more money than it would have by just being like, listen, I got to rest my arm. Like, I'm not at the place I need to be.
Shut it down and dial it up when it's time to make the money.
Shut it down and get it diagnosed.
Get it, yeah.
And then, like, because
the MRI was good to know, but what's going on there? Like, we're seeing it in the miles per hour. And I hate that it's turned into some sort of personal discussion. This is not what this is.
Well, he seems to think that it really, because he keeps bringing it up, and I'm surprised at how often he's brought it up. Look, I didn't have a lot of innings last year. I didn't have a lot of innings in 2019. Obviously, there's going to be some fatigue that's on my arm because of all the innings that I've thrown this year. And it's a completely logical statement. I am surprised. And then, of course, he follows it up with, well, that's not an excuse. I mean, a little bit it is. But I go back to, I feel like the White Sox paid their debt to him in August, September, where they said, okay, you don't feel right. Let's figure out a strategy to see if we can get you right. You need more time off? We've got a 10-game lead. No problem. We're going to give you the days off in between.
Yes.
And then he would come back and you go, still doesn't look right. Or he'd come back, still doesn't feel right. That to me was, they did everything that they were supposed to do. And I would be shocked if they're being led by what can happen for Carlos. They shouldn't allow that, his free agency, to be a player in
anything,
what it is they're doing
anything.
In the postseason.
It's not their business. It's his business. He can worry about that. They shouldn't worry about that one iota.
I agree.
I like the transparency, though, in that nobody's putting him in the position where they're overusing his arm. Like, gone are the days of abusing somebody to the point where you're ignoring the actual medicals here.
Right.
I appreciate that piece of it. However, players, we say this all the time, aren't wired to tank. Players are going to want to give you everything they can. And I worry that this puts him, after everything he's done for this team, in a bad position, because all these people have this emotional projection about it. Like, he's the guy, he's the gamer. I said it too when it came down to him and Cease for game three. But that was a different decision. And I worry that this puts him in a bad spot. Don't be mad at him if his shoulder's not there.
He might overthrow because he has something to prove, and that the adrenaline is going to be. I actually think that his miles per hour might look right in the first inning, or close to right in the first inning.
Kind of what we saw with Cease,
yeah. And then fall off the table.
But which is the opposite of what he usually is, because he usually builds
up. Yeah, he builds up. But even in the last couple of starts, when you're talking about him building up, it's him building up to 93. But now maybe he can pitch his way out of this. Maybe he's crafty enough that he can pitch his way around the Astros lineup. As lineups go, this is not the lineup that I would want to try that experiment with, but maybe he can. So I guess the question becomes, which would you rather have? And I know that we've already made the declaration, we'd rather have Lynn. But if the roster spot was question mark Rodon versus we kind of know Keuchel, which way should they have gone?
Keuchel's been batting practice.
I get that.
The Astros data is so good, especially against somebody who used to play for them. I would be worried about that too. And I'm not saying anything nefarious is going on. I'm just saying that they have excellent data, as evidenced by their defensive lineups.
And the positioning.
The positioning in the infield.
They actually care about those things.
We haven't even talked about that.
What they did to Keuchel on that Sunday afternoon down there in Houston was bad, bad, bad against them.
But this idea, and we're seeing it now, and I hate the argument of have faith. Like, I have faith in the powers that be for me. These are individuals with, like, a lot of other things. Like, faith doesn't override whether or not your shoulders
are
okay.
Ignore those. Ignore them. Anyway, you've got to believe. No,
people say that stuff all the time, and I'm like, yeah, I have faith in the things that I worship, but, like, a dude with a shoulder problem isn't one of them.
Yes.
A general manager isn't one of them.
I would love for all of us to be wrong about Rodon. I would love for him to be able to throw as hard as he ordinarily does. I've been, strangely enough, taking my cue on Rodon from La Russa.
Yes.
And he doesn't seem convinced that this is going to work. And he's going to try it.
He said it yesterday. He said it's going to be exciting to send him out there. We don't know what we're going to get.
No, listen, if there's one thing I've learned this season, it's that injury discussion Tony La Russa is a very truthful and real La Russa. Like, even during the game, when he's like, yeah, they're looking at Luis Robert's hand, and there's a lot of bones there, and I'm a little concerned. I'm like, whoa, this is legit stuff.
Right, or how was his bullpen? Just okay.
And he was right.
Yeah.
And then what we saw after that was correct. Yeah, this is a time where Tony isn't like a lot of other, I think he's not like a lot of other managers and trying to hide it that much. He's acknowledging what everybody's seeing.
I when we talked about Carlos Rodon and the way that his season started, and we did the show after the no-hitter, where you have everyone wanting him to succeed. I think all of us look at the position that he's in and go, man, that's pretty cool. You sign a one-year deal for $3 million. You pitch so well that you're an all-star. You pitch so well that you're a Cy Young candidate, and you're going to get paid. Like, everyone loves the idea of the come-up story. Like, here's Carlos Rodon's opportunity to come up. I want him to get every single dollar. I also want him, and I've wanted him to be truthful about where he is and whether or not he can help the team. This is not the portion where I need to hear, I'm going to give it my best. Like, I don't. And that's why when we talked, Dan, during transition a few weeks ago, my question was, what's wrong with Carlos Rodon? Because no one's been able to tell us. And we've just kind of been kind of around the surface of, well, you know, his arm's kind of tired and he's what's wrong?
What's wrong? Right.
And can you fix it? Did rest fix it? And no one over there seems convinced that the rest has fixed it. So
we've seen 9 days rest. We've seen 10 days rest.
Yes.
What did you say? He hasn't thrown more than 5 innings since
July
18th when he faced Houston and threw 7. And that was after the All-Star break, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we were concerned then because they gave him extra rest then because he didn't have the rest during the break.
And I feel bad. I hope that he's fine. I would feel really terrible if the pressure of the moment, the adrenaline of the opportunity, all of the other stuff in the back of your head forces him to go out there and try to do stuff that he can't physically do.
Or hurt himself further.
That's what I mean.
And wreck everything else. But players are built to want to take the ball no matter what.
And especially when you consider all of his factors. When you consider the fact that he's working so hard to get paid and he's working so hard to show what he can do for a whole season, and somebody has to be the oversight there. I'm sure that there has been outside of Tony La Russa. I know we joked about it yesterday with Tom Verducci that we hope it's not a two-person process and that's it. But this isn't a question of we don't like him. It's just like, who gives the Sox the best chance to win this game?
And it's not a question, Layla, of his heart or desire.
No.
We all know that Carlos Rodon is a bulldog, that he would love to go out there and pitch his best. No one is going to question that, nor should they question that. Even with the time off, he's still been going out there when clearly something is wrong. In a little bit, you could say that he's maybe changed who he is as a pitcher to try and be a part of a winning team. I feel like it's another debt that's been paid. You did everything that you could do. And now you have to figure out, is this the best course of action for the White Sox? It might be. It might be. He might go out there and spin a gym. I just don't like all of the things that we know about what he's done since July leading up to him going up against a lineup that is really good at not swinging at junk.
You want to have faith? Pray to the gods of variance.
There you go.
There, just if you just pray to the
is that the guy with the shillelagh?
No, that's
Kane guy.
Kane guy. But just pray to the gods of variance and hope that sometimes baseball's your way.
Hey Dan, before you and Layla go, can just have a conversation with just me and you for a second?
Do you need the music again?
No. I just want to ask Dan something. Yeah. The Kane guy, the shillelagh guy, doesn't that feel a little cub?
Yeah, when you have like the face of your team and it happens to be a 70-year-old guy from Northbrook.
Does it feel a little cubby? Like, does it feel like, oh, we need the mystic powers to help us win?
Yeah, but the post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy was strong in that. If you actually look at the numbers, that after he did that, they didn't give up a hit.
Okay.
So what you're saying is he needs to start Justin Fields again?
Yes.
Well, he'll be there today. And I'm just saying, it kind of feels like you invited a guy in with a goat.
You know, like the Greek priest
with
the holy water?
I mean, Dusty is over there, right?
Wasn't the intent of the goat to curse?
The yes. goat, but the goat it, was, yeah. he was bringing the goat in.
He wasn't allowed
and
in.
And they didn't allow yes. to bring the goat in. And now,
he placed the whammy
now I got
on
a little
him.
Thing
right.
on you.
But so the intent pretty immediately of the goat was to curse.
Yes.
But at least with this, the intent of the cane was to...
No, I think the intent of the goat was just he wanted to bring the goat in with
yeah.
him. And
well,
then
yes.
they told him you can't
like
bring the goat in.
Like an emotional support animal,
right.
yes.
And it's, possible
but I'm saying,
the intent wasn't to curse.
But during game action, the goat was never used for anything but a curse.
But maybe the goat was supposed to be used to curse the other team.
I don't know.
Or maybe that guy was, you know, doing stuff with his goat. I don't know. I'd like to bring my girlfriend in. Sir, that's a goat, and this is a Wendy's.
What's the Tom Lehrer line where he said he was studying animal husbandry until someone caught him at it?
Well, that's our cue.
All right, that's enough. That is Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check them out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. And no matter what happens in the White Sox game, they will have you covered tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.